The Lord be with you. Good morning and welcome. Great to have you all here. I just want to say, get the emotions out of the way right now. Thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for being such a great family to us. 4.5 years ago, we didn't know what we were facing, but you all have been great. And I'm doing this now because I don't want this to be a distraction for what truly matters in our Lord's gifts. So thank you. The Lord bless and keep you for everything that you are and that you will be. And with that, we pray the Lord's blessings as He now comes to us, as He always has, with His grace. We begin with our opening hymn, 656. Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 3rd chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Then Jesus went home, and the crowd gathered again, so that they could not even eat. And when his family heard it, they went out to seize him for saying, "He is out of his mind." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem were saying, "He is possessed by Beelzebub, and by the prince of demons he cast out the demons." And he called them to him and said to them in parables, "How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, the kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but is coming to an end. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods until he first binds the strong man. Then indeed he may plunder his house. Truly I say to you, all sins will be forgiven the children of man, and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they had said, he has an unclean spirit. And his mother and brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. And a crowd was sitting around, and they said to him, "Your mother and your brothers are outside seeking you." And he answered them, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking about at those who sat around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
In the name of Jesus, amen. You can be a house divided that will not stand, or you can be a family. That is all I can leave you with today. Sermon's done. Great. I won't cry in the pulpit anymore, the service. We can all go have some food in the social hall. But in all seriousness, you can be a house divided. You can take all of this here today and make it about yourselves. I can take all of this today and make it all about me and the time that we've spent together, or we can be what we are, a family. A family that knows no bounds through time and space, a family that is united around the baptismal waters of God, a family that has fought and bickered and spat and fought and bickered, even with my time here and before, and it will happen after. That's what sinners do. But family is thicker and broader and wider than anything else that you will find in this world. And when we talk about being the family of God, it goes even deeper. If you make this place all about yourself, if you make this congregation something about what you need to uphold and what you need to do, then it will fail. If you take the wonderful and precious words of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that forgiveness is given for all people, for all children, all sins of all kind are forgiven in thought, word, and deed, and you make this all about what we must do and how we go about it, you will fail. If I do the same thing and make this all about me, I will fail, and I will regret it my first winter in Milwaukee. If you make this all about us and our time together and what we could have done or should have done or didn't do or did do, we will fail. Jesus will carry this place on. Jesus will carry us on as a family. Jesus will carry me and my family on, yes, even through the first winter in Milwaukee. Why is it everybody the last month has been talking about winter in Milwaukee? We don't know what we're getting into, I guess. But the reality is this, that I don't want to leave you with anything more than that today. That the gospel has been proclaimed in this place, and it will continue to do so under Pastor Froh's care and with your next pastor whom you call. Because the will of God is being done in this place. Jesus says, whoever does the will of God, these are my sisters, my brothers, and my mother. But what exactly does that mean? The congregation may look at this and say, are we doing the will of God? And how do we evaluate this? Do we evaluate it by growth? Do we evaluate it by statistics? Do we evaluate it by programs? Do we evaluate it by who you get in here as your next pastor? What does it mean to have the will of God being done in your midst? Hear what Luther's Small Catechism says. The will of God is done when he breaks and hinders every evil plan and purpose of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature, all of which do not want us to hallow God's name or let his kingdom, his reign, and his rule come. And when he strengthens and keeps us firm in his word and faith until we die. This is the good and gracious will of the Father. Notice here that this has nothing to do with you or for me as well. It is all God breaking and hindering the plans of the strong man that Jesus mentions today, whom he has bound through his death, his resurrection, and his coming for the final judgment. And he has plundered Satan's house, and he's gathered up all the treasures which are you and me. And you'll notice here as well that he binds up and breaks our will, our sinful nature, so that he may do the work. How is God's will done? Don't ever forget these three words that I've spoken to you all along. Jesus does the verbs. Actually, it's four words. Jesus does the verbs. When we let Jesus speak, the strong man of Satan who has bound us up with sin and death is taken over and bound up, and you are set free. How is God's will done? When Jesus does the verbs. When we let him have the final word, when he tells us what is sin and what is righteousness. When Jesus speaks, that means that the stronger one has spoken. And through that, all sins will be forgiven. And they will be forgiven precisely because he is at work. He has said, it is finished. And in him, and because of him, this place will continue on. It'll continue on without us. It'll continue on in Milwaukee with us. It'll continue on at All Saints in Charlotte, whom we left 4.5 years ago. It will continue on wherever God's word is faithfully preached and his sacraments are rightly administered. And guess what? It's all going just fine here. And so as you move forward with everything as a congregation, the will of God will be done when we let him have his final say. And above all else, everything that you face in the future, remember this as well. Is it a joy or is it a burden? Is it a joy or is it a burden? Is it a joy because Jesus has taken care of everything? Or is it a burden because somehow, some way, we just don't know what's going to happen? Whether it be a vacancy with a pastor in search of a pastor, is it a joy or is it a burden? Whether it's the building committee, which met this week and started planning things out, is it a joy or is it a burden? Whether it's coming to this place and trying to figure out where you are at in life, is your life a joy or is it a burden? Jesus says today, all sins are forgiven. All sins are forgiven, no matter what you've done or where you have been, and he alone will do his work, and he will have his way with you. And that way is love. That way is hope. That way is mercy. That way is calling you the family of God, whom you are and whom you always will be. And we will always remain a part of your family as you have been a part of our family, all because of Christ and his work, which will continue in you and in me and everywhere else he wishes and desires to plant his life-saving gospel, which is firmly planted in this place. So what else do I say? What else do I leave you with here today? I can only leave you with this. To Christ alone be all the glory, now and forever. Amen. We bring our offerings to the Lord.